By the way, Mel and Lonnie had an anniversary. I think they, how many years was it, Mel? 26. And he also, and then Mel turned 55. He's looking for his Buckeye card. Freddie Belcher's got a birthday today. I think he's 35. He's out there probably working with the kids. And Dakota Wilson, he had a birthday Tuesday. He was 17. So we're thankful for that. Turn your Bibles to Colossians chapter 7. Colossians chapter 4. I'm sorry. Colossians chapter 3. I'll get it. I keep hitting the right. I'll keep calling numbers out eventually. I'll get the right one. Just like bingo, B5, B4. Give me this, give me that, give me that. Auction them off. Glad to see each one of you today. God bless you for being here. What a beautiful day. Amen. I didn't see Jack and Judy Dollar. Where are they at? Maybe they're out there. Oh yeah. Okay. That's where Sean. Okay. For Madison. Okay. Yeah. That's where I was wondering where Sean is. Okay. Amen. Yeah. They're having a special thing for little Madison Walker today. And yeah. I can remember little Madison running up and down our steps here. She's with Jesus right now. Alrighty, this morning I want to speak to you. Here's the title of the message, Brother Roger. Where is your focus in life? Where is your focus in life? Colossians chapter 3. Verses 1 through 4. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word. Glad you're here. Good to see each one of you. The earth is raging right now, but I want you to know Christ is still on the throne. The sea might be raging in this world, and the winds and the waves, but Jesus says, be still. He can calm it out anytime he wants to. The world might be out of hand right now, but God's got everything in control. Trust me. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ. And we know in the study of our book of Romans, when a person gets saved, when they trust Christ as their Savior, God reckons us already risen with Him, even though we're still here. He already reckons. See, God calls those things which are not as though they are. And so, we're already in heaven according to God. He already reckons us there. Because, I've got another message I'm working on. A man said something to me the other day, and then the Lord put a thought in my heart. Lose not one. You know, Christ never loses any. And we as a church, we ought to try not to lose one. One person, if we can help it. I'm working on a message on that. I might preach it Wednesday. Lose not one. But anyways, if you then be risen with Christ, are you saved? Are you risen with Him? If you are, then seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Boy, we get so earthly minded so much. For you are dead. You say, preacher, I'm alive. Yeah, but God sees you risen in Him. You should be dead to the world. For you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Watch verse 4. When Christ, who is our life, that's who I'm counting on, shall appear. Most of the world don't believe He's coming. Most of the world don't believe everything. But I'm going to tell you, He is coming. He is going to appear. And then shall ye also appear, you that are saved, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to get a glorified body. This old bum leg and everything else. I'm going to get brand new. Amen. And then I'm going to play ball. Let me out there on that ball diamond. Amen. Amen. Play volleyball, baseball, football, basketball. But, God says he says, man, I want you to, I know that you got your attentions get focused so many directions on this world, but what I really want you to do is I want you to focus on me. Today I want to talk to you about where is your focus in life. Heavenly Father, I believe that you put this in my heart. I believe that, dear God, this is from heaven, that you want people to hear this. Help me to speak with the power of God. Help me to speak the words that you'd want them to hear. Help me to be a blessing and a spokesman for our Savior. And may your words be honored and glorified in Christ Jesus. Put your hand on me, please. Help me to do the work of God. Help me to do it well, that I might be a blessing to the people. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Last week I preached a message, and if you didn't get it, you need to get it. Israel, the focus of the world. I shared with you how the whole world's eyes are focused on little tiny Israel. And thank God for the nation of Israel, the beloved of God. And by the way, every Christian should love Israel. And we should pray for them, the peace of Jerusalem. But today I want us to stop for a moment, and I want us to see and where is our focus? I showed you last week where the focus of the world is. It's on Israel. But where is our focus? Where is our focus, our personal focus? In the midst, and I've got some questions I'm going to put before you just to stir up your pure mind and make you think. The Bible says, come now, let us reason together. In the midst of a violent and unpredictable and unstable world, how many would say that's true? Where is your focus? Where are you? What are you looking at? What has your attention? Where are you focusing to give you help and guidance? There is help out there, by the way. Where are you? What are you preparing for? What are your plans for the future based on? What are you depending on? What are you relying on to help secure you and your family? What is your focus to help in the day of disaster? Disaster may come. What's your plans for that day of disaster? What are you focused on for help? In the day of calamity, in the day of famine, in the day of drought, in the day of collapse, in the day of worldwide crisis, what is your focus? What is your focus on right now to help you? In the day of heartache, in the day of sorrow, in the day of death, where is your focus to help you? I asked you today, where is your focus in life? You can't wait till something happens and then focus on it. Then it's too late. How many think we ought to focus before it happens? You can't wait till the end of your life on your deathbed and say, I better start to focus to live my life out. I think we ought to do it when we're young. Focus on things when we're young to prepare our life ahead of us. Amen? Come on. Listen. Our life needs to be focused on the issues that really matter. See, I think we get, Brother Kerry, I think we get so caught up in the world that we don't focus on the issues that really matter. And I believe Satan tries to get our attention so we don't focus on what we should be focusing on. The important things. When you drive a car, that's something for me to do. I don't drive very often because I'm easily distracted. I could be tired. Andy, if you and I go in a car, it's better that you drive, because if you're in the back seat with Marlena and I'm talking to you, I might turn my round and talk to you and look at you instead of looking at the road. Now, that's dangerous. I don't drive fast, but I'll tell you, you never know where we're going when I drive. So most of the time, I don't drive. Hello? If you're easily distracted, it's better to, I can drive. But I think there's a lot better drivers than myself. Now notice, I want you to get this thought with me, and then it'll go with the message. When you drive your car, I'm going to relate this to our life. You need to be sober. You need to be alert. You need to see where you're going. You need to keep your eyes focused. You need to keep your eyes focused on the road and hands on the wheel, the steering. Are you still with me? You need to focus on the road before you. If not, you might meet a dreadful accident. See, it's important to focus. Annie mentioned Thursday, we went to Sugar Creek. We witnessed, and later on I heard on the news about that. We literally witnessed that accident on I-77. It was a lady, they said a lady died. And a lady was actually killed in an accident there. We saw the truck that was hit. We saw the car that was completely tore up. And by the way, she was a passenger. Body on the ground. For 2 hours, they even tied the truck. We were lucky to get through. What a tragedy. I'm telling you right now, those people got to be in great sorrow and grief right now, that family. God bless that family. I don't know who those people were. But my heart goes out to him. Amen? But I got thinking, Annie. Was that accident? I don't know, because I wasn't there when it actually happened. I just saw the aftermath. But did that accident happen, Brother Brian? Because someone didn't focus? Didn't have their attention where it should have been all the time, focused on the road, focused on the other truck, the other car. I wonder, was there a complete focus on that driving at the time, or did they lack something there? I don't know. But I know one thing, usually when people lose focus, accidents usually occur. I'm not saying in that one, I don't know. But how many would say most times, if you lose focus, the accidents are sure to happen. Listen, every one of you are traveling on life's highway. And most of you have passengers along with you, your family and friends, like they did in that van. Listen, you need to be focused for the challenges of life. You need to be focused for the trials of life. You need to be focused, Christian, listen to me, you need to be focused for the unexpected things in life, because they're going to come, and if you're not focused, you won't know how to handle them. You won't know how to respond to them. You won't know how to react to them. In Colossians chapter 3, I want to read that verse 1 and 2 again. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. God's saying, hey Christians, focus on things above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand. Set your affections on the things above. He says, give me your heart. Give me your eyes. Give me your thoughts. Give me your intents. Look at me. Look up to me. Focus on me, because I'm the one that really orders the steps of your life. Now notice, by the way, he says and verse 2 says, and not on the things of the earth, because 1 John 2:15-16 says, love not the world nor the things of the world. If you love the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in you. Are you still with me? Many Christians, they get their heart, their eyes, and their affection off the Lord and on earthly things. They lose sight of heaven. Look up here. Bobby, if you and I lose our focus on Christ, focus on heaven, we'll lose sight of heaven. We'll lose their walk with God. They lose their real purpose in life. When you don't focus on what God wants you to focus, look up here. Every one of you has got a purpose in life. Brian, you got a purpose for life. Roger, you got a purpose for life. Linda, you got a purpose. David Skyver, you got a purpose for life. God's got a purpose for you and Shannon. He's got a purpose for your life. And Brother Coolidge, you and I and everyone here, and support again, we got to focus on the Lord and focus on His will and focus on what He says so we know what His perfect will is. And if we're not focused, Brother Rod, we'll miss the road. We'll miss the path. We'll miss that opportunity. We'll miss what God had for us to do. Am I making sense to anybody? Notice, in many Christians' life, they lose focus on the things of God. They lose sight of the road. And they crash their lives into the worldly ditches that are out there set before them by the Satan. They lose focus for the things of God and become casualties of life. Listen to me. If you don't get focused on the things of God, especially in the day we're living, you Christians, you watch out. You're going to become a casualty. We better get our focus. I have a sideband radio. And it's similar to, on a line of a, it's not a ham operator, but it's similar to that. And when people, they have a little knob called a clarifier. And as you move that thing, then the voice comes in real good. But if you just move that thing just a little bit, in other words, you have to be clarified in. See, a lot of people are they're turned on, but they're not tuned in. You see, we need to focus on what really is important, the issues of life that God wants us to be. A lot of times we get distracted by a lot of outside things and we miss what God's really got for us. And we end up in the ditches of the world. Am I making sense to anybody?
Amen.
Notice. Our hearts. Listen, this world is on the brink of disaster. It is. This world is on the edge of collapse. I'm telling you, I see dark clouds in the future coming. We better get focused on Christ, because I'm going to tell you, when the storm comes, unless you're focused on Christ, you're going to have a lot of more trouble than what you want to have. Because it's Christ who will strengthen and sustain us in those critical hours and days that are coming ahead of us. Our heart and our desires need to be focused on Him. Our way of life needs to be focused on Him. Our mind needs to be focused on Him. Our eyes need to be focused on Him. By the way, where is our eyes focused today? Some of your eyes were on pornography this week. Oh, you'll never get focused on Christ and that kind of stuff. And that smut of the world. And the filth of some of the computers. And not just the adults. The kids. You kids. That computer can be a blessing. Or that computer can be a curse. A lot of evil things go on those computers. Kid in those teens chat rooms and stuff. There's a lot of bad stuff going on in there. I'm going to tell you. You get into that, you're going to get in trouble. You're going to end up in a ditch. You better get focused on what God wants for your life, because the world's going to destroy you if you don't. Some of you adults and your music and your pornography and all that, no wonder you can't get thoughts for God. You're so tied up with the worldly evil things. Set your affection on things above. You say, yes, Christians get off into that stuff. Hello? And more Christians than what you think. It scares me, Rod. I hear preachers in that kind of stuff. And if preachers can do it, you can do it too. And that's why we got to stay focused, because there's a lot of allurements out there to try to take you in. I'm trying to help you today. I hope I'm helping you. He that hath ears, let him hear. Amen? Listen, our heart's desires need to be focused on God. Our way of life needs to be focused on Him. Our mind needs to be focused. I know you can't think all the time, but in everything we do, we can have Him with us. He can be part of everything we do. Even when you drive down a road, say, Lord, what do you want me down on this road? Brother Kerry just bought a house. We prayed, God, your will for that house. We sought His will. I don't care what, buying a car, buying a house, anything. Whatsoever you do, all for the glory of God. Amen? You see, you know what's sad, Brother Kerry? The average Christian doesn't have Christ in another life until they come to church on Sunday. And you wonder why your life is so empty. You wonder why you say, well, man, what's it all about? It's because you never have the right focus during the week. By the way, that's why church is not so exciting to you, because you're so much focused in the world. When you come here, I can't get enough of kick enough of your... You ever go in mud and try to clean your shoes? I can't kick enough mud off you in the little bit of time I've got you to get you cleaned up. Hey, that'd be a good title. Muddy Shoes. Muddy Boots. I might do that someday. Bring in some muddy boots, because I plenty got them. Notice, listen, we need to focus on trusting in Him. Not, listen, we put too much trust in the world. You count on the government and all that. Listen, don't trust in Him. Child of God, trust in Him. Focus on trust. Say, look, talk to your wife. Honey, we're going to trust in Him. We're going to count on Him. We're going to look to Him for these things. Focus on hearing His Word. What the world needs now is to hear more of God's Word, not less of God's Word. You need to focus on God. So then faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. You wonder why Christians don't have much faith. The very some ever come to hear the Word of God. Hello? And preachers need to preach it. We need to focus on reading His Word. I guarantee you there's people here that's read more than newspaper this week than they read their Bible. Guaranteed, beyond a shadow of a doubt, almost everybody in here watched their TV more than they read this Bible. I'd lay my life on that. And you wonder what's wrong. Not against watching the news. I watched for an hour or so. I watched the baseball game last night. They lost. What else is new? But Jesus is coming back. Amen. There's hope. But how much time do we spend on the boob tube and never worry about reading His Word? See, we're not focused. We're more into people's stats about the PGA golf and the football coming up and everything else. And most of you don't even know, you can't even quote 10 Bible verses. Hello? I like to put Bible in my heart, so even when you're reading, I know where they're at. I like to be able to read. I like to know the Word so much, Ron. I don't, but I want to. So even if I'm in the car listening to somebody on the radio, and they quote the Bible, I want to be able to say, Rosie, that's the King James Bible. Or no, that's a perversion. Where's our focus at? I'm just trying to get you to think. Where is your focus? I think the world's got most of our focus, including me. Hello. Listen, I'm not pointing. When I point a finger at you, I got four coming back at me. Brian, I'm in this mess too. Look, We need to focus on His Word. We need to focus on reading His Word, hearing His Word, trusting Him. Listen, we need to focus on learning His Word. Man, I'd like to learn God's Word. Don't you have a desire to learn it? Man, that's why I like these, when we have these Romans classes and different studies. Come out for those. Learn His Word. They told Mel, those people, they said, we've never heard anyone teach that Romans like that. I said, Mel, you were privileged to hear that Romans because one of the greatest men that ever taught the book of Romans taught me, and I got to pass it down to you. Teach them out because you had it now. You've got that engrafted Word in your heart. You can share it with others. And the things that thou shalt be among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. We need to focus on winning people to Christ. He that winneth souls is wise, Proverbs 11:30. How wise are we? Are we really focusing on winning people to Christ? Filled the gas tank up yesterday. Oh, that's a while. You ain't kidding. Took a second mortgage on the house. I had to do something while the car was filling up. The truck was filling up. So I went in there. Where it was at Dunkin' Donuts there on Cotton Corner. So I had to do something. So I went and got a cup of coffee. And of course, might as well get a donut while you're there too. And I was fidgeting with this pen, and boy, that thing just went, that thing just shot right out. Yeah, it's a Mark 6 sad pen. It's one of my favorite pens. Mark gave it to me. Gave me a couple of them. And the lady that was the manager said, oh, let me see that. And she said, oh, it screws in. And I said, would you like the pen? I said, you can have it. I'll give it to you. It's a missionary from Africa. And I just, you know, right before I knew I was just going down to get gas, but I there was a track on one of the tracks that you were in the bedroom on the dresser there, and I grabbed it and put it in my pocket, and boy, it just gave me an opportunity to say, man, I'd like to give this about Christ. I'm glad I focused on taking a track before I left, or I'd have missed that opportunity. Where is our focus? We're not going to win everybody, but we can try. Because there's somebody out there will hear. There's always a Cornelius that's reaching out. God, send someone to tell me. In Acts chapter 10. Are you with me? We need to focus on winning people to Christ. We need to focus on knowing and obeying His will. Most Christians don't know God's will, and most people don't obey God's will. Matter of fact, it's the farthest thing from our mind because we never set our affection on knowing and caring and obeying His will. And today, Bethel Baptist, I want to tell you something. We need to focus on life. We need to focus on praying, talking to God. You know, you always feel better when you talk to God. We need a revival of Christians looking up to heaven and giving their hearts and affection to God again. I think we've grown cold. America's grown cold. Christians have grown cold. Preachers have grown cold. Oh, we know it all. We heard it all. Who cares anymore? We know what's going to happen. No, we need to be diligent about the things of God. Listen. Because the world has most of our heart and affection, we do not focus on God and the things of God. James 4:8 says, draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh to you. We need to draw nigh to God. We need to focus and say, God, I need to draw close to you. That preacher's telling me the truth. We need to focus on what really is important in life. What really is important in life? What's really important? Then why don't you focus on those things that are really important and forget about the non-essentials? Put them on the back when I get to them. But usually the non-essentials go forward and the real things are important. We never get around to. It's that to it. I get around to it someday. I got a little thing. It's a little round thing, button at home that says to it. I've been meaning to do it. to do it. Now, in closing, I want to say this to you. We need to focus. You better find out soon what really is important in life to focus in. Would you turn to a familiar scripture with me? And I'm going to close with this scripture. John 3:16. I'm going to give you a truth from this. I'm going to read that scripture to you. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Well, I'm glad God focused on redemption for mankind. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How many see that? Listen, number one, God is focused on you. Even though you might not be focused on Him, He's still focused on you. He never takes His eye off of you. Did you ever think about that? We might put our eyes off of Him, but He never takes His eye off us. Even those when the little sparrow falls, the Bible says, they sing the song, and He says, His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He's watching me. Aren't you glad He's watching over us? Aren't you glad that His love and His looking over us is not contingent on what we do to Him? I'm glad that He loves us even when we don't love Him. But God is focused on you no matter what. Number two, God was focused on you before you ever focused on Him. 1 John 4:10 says, herein is love, not that we love God, but that God loved us and gave His life a propitiation for our sins. In other words, God said, He was focused on Brian and me before we were even born. the Bible says, before the foundations of the world. That's how far back God was focused on us. That's a focus. Amen? He calls from heaven to look unto Him. God wants all the inhabitants of the earth to focus on Him. Let me read the Isaiah 45:22. Look unto me. In other words, hey earth, focus on me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God and there's none else. Listen, where is your focus in life today? God says, earth, 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 all the inhabitants, focus on me. Look unto me. Where are you looking? Where are your eyes at? Where's your affection at? Is your focus on Him? John 3:16 is probably the most known, probably most read, probably the most beloved Bible in all the Scriptures. But did you ever think about John 3:14? I believe John 3:14 is a prelude of verse 16. John 3:14 sets up the greatness and the beauty and the blessing of 16. Let me leave you with this last thought of the truth of 3:14, then large 3:16. Look at 3:14 while you're there. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Now when you study this, you'll find out that was taken, they're referring to Moses back in the Old Testament in Numbers chapter 21. And the people had got out and sinned. And because they sinned, God sent fiery serpents. And those fiery serpents went and bit all those people. And that serpent had a deadly poison. And every one of those people that were bit, they were going to die. By the wage of sin is death. And God said to Moses, around verse 8, He said, Moses, I want you to make a brazen serpent. I want you to put it on a rod. And I want you to hold it up. And by the way, a brazen brass. Brass in the Old Testament always talks about judgment. See, Moses, I want the people to know I'm going to judge sin. And I want you to hold this brazen serpent up, this particular thing that I'm going to show that judgment comes on because of sin. And all that will look up,
all that will take their focus off their worldly things and put their focus on me and my brazen serpent, all that will look up, and focus on him, focus on that, he'll live. I'll cure him from their snake, sin-bitten bite. Now, that was around 1450 B.C. And 2,550 years approximately later, by the way, all those people that looked up, they just looked up. They didn't do nothing. All they had, only responsibility is they had to look up. That's all they had to do. Didn't work for it. Didn't earn it. All they did was look up. They obeyed God's word. They focused on what God had said to focus on. And they were saved. They were cured from their sin bite. And they lived. And then, if you notice, it says, as Moses lifted up the serpent, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Oh, wow. What are you teaching me here, God? Oh, yeah, I see it now. Oh, I see it. Because 2,500 years later, the Son of God came. Jesus Christ. And he went through Calvary and they put him up on a pole. They put him up on a cross. And there, God judged all the world, all the sins of the world on his Son. So Jesus became the serpentine. He became the judgment post. He became what God said to take care of their sin. Because, see, all people have been bit by the snake. Because all people, no matter what day they live in, what year they live in, no matter who they are, because all of sin that comes from the glory of God, and there's none righteous, no, not one. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God's eternal life, 2,500 years later from Moses, it still hasn't changed. God's saying, I've got a way. I've got a way for you to escape death. I've got a way for you to escape sin. I got someone that will take your sin and your judgment. And he held up Christ at Golgotha Hill, at Calvary, the Son of God, from 9 a.m. to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 6 hours, hung and suffered and died and agonized for all the sins of the world. And God says to all the inhabitants of the earth, do you want to live? Do you want to have your sins forgiven? Do you want to have everlasting life? Do you want to go to heaven when you die? Then look up! Look up! You see, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. See, he was shown it back in Moses' day when he lifted it up. He says, it's not changed. My love is still there. My Savior is still there. It's still the same way. You got to come. You got to focus. In your life, if you want to win in life, you got to focus. Focus on what God says is important. And God says to focus on his Son, you see. And that's the beauty, you see, of verse 16, because 2,500 years later, from Moses to Christ, and they're still up Calvary's mountain, one dreadful morn, walked Christ my Savior, weary and worn, facing for sinners, death on the cross, that he might save us from endless loss. Blessed Redeemer. Oh, today, where is your focus in life? If you've never put your focus on Christ, you need to focus, number one, on the salvation of God. If you don't have the salvation of God, you've got nothing. So I tell you to look up. Don't get carried away with all the cares of this world. Look up. There's a Savior that loves you.
It's a Savior that died for you. There's a Savior that rose the third day just like He said. And He's risen. He's reigning. He's real. And He's going to return. Yes, He is. And if you want to live forever, you better focus on Him. That's for salvation. You Christians, you that focused on salvation, are you still focused for service? Are you still focused on for surrender? Where's your focus at today? I wonder if some of us have taken off our eyes. Is that what they call a kaleidoscope? And they turn that thing? Is that what? And then you got to get, and all of a sudden it comes to a beautiful picture, doesn't it? You say, wow. But you got to keep till you get it focused in. You see, when the Christian life gets focused in, it's a beautiful picture. And when a lost person gets focused into the Savior, it's a beautiful salvation and joy. Because your sins are forgiven. And you're guaranteed a home in heaven. I know we live in a real wild, crazy world. I know there's a lot of things pressing you today. But can I encourage you in the midst of all this to look to Him and focus on Christ? Let's have the right focus in life. And our focus will be real sure and clear when we focus on Him. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray with all my heart that we would be learned to focus on You. And Lord, if there's some here that's never trusted You as Savior, they're only one heartbeat from hell. They're going to die in their sins. But they don't have to because Christ died for them. And I pray that today, as they're snake bitten by sin, just like Satan went out and snake bit everybody, Lord, I pray with all my heart, they'll look up and see there's a remedy for sin. There's a righteous Savior that can redeem them. And may they see it today as a day of salvation. And Lord, there's a lot of Christians that, they're going through life, but there's so much distractions. They've really, really learned. They've really lost the real focus. They once were really focused, but they've been so distracted by so many things that they've lost the focus. I wonder, with their heads bowed and their eyes closed this morning before we go home, how many could say, preacher, I know for sure. Pastor, I know for sure I'm saved. I know that I trusted Christ as my Savior. If I died, I'd go to heaven. I know it. Could you raise that hand? I know it for sure. Thank you. You may put them down. How many would say, preacher, I know I'm saved, but I'm not focused. I've kind of lost focus. I used to be focused really in on Christ, but a lot of things have come into my life, and a lot of things have happened, and I'm just going to be honest with you and honest with God. I've really lost focus like I used to have. Pray for me. Yes, 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 sir, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, God bless you. I really need to get back focused. I used to be focused. I didn't mean that to get unfocused. But I just got distracted. And I know God's talking to me today. He's saying, get focused again. Get focused again. Preacher, by God's grace, starting today, I'm going to start getting focused again. How many be here today and say, preacher, I'm going to be honest with you. I've never been saved. I've never been saved. I don't want to die and go to hell. I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray for me. Who'd say that? Just raise your hand, put it back down. I won't come, you won't embarrass you, but I pray. Preacher, I'm not saved. I don't want to die in my sins and go to hell. Today I want to look up. I want to look up and focus on a Savior named Jesus. Pray for me. Anyone like that today? A lot of hands on both sides went. You know, today would be a great... I'm going to pray, but after I get done praying, it'd be good if a lot of us would just get down, come down to the altar and say, oh God, I'm not worried about anybody else. I need to get my life focused back. Oh God, I need to focus again what I once had. Heavenly Father, help us. Oh, I know there's a focus a lot on different things going on in the world. But oh God, our focus needs to be entirely on you. Oh God, our family, our friends are counting on us. We're going down life's highway. Many Christians have lost their focus and they're ended up in worldly ditches and they're ended up in casualties. Oh God, I pray today you'd help us at Bethel. That we would look up. That we would set our affections on things above. And that we would focus on you. I pray in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand.